الفخوص وفقه بدم مولانا العلامة الشيخ محمد الأنيس الزيدي القادري. الحمد لله. So we can see the effect of تعلق. So if you have تعلق with the Shaykh al-Kamil, then the barakat go on spreading from generation to generation. So we can see Mawlana, those who had ta'alluq with him in his life and they saw him, he transformed their lives. Alhamdulillah. He touched their hearts. And then after that, those whose hearts had been touched, then they touched their hearts. Like his son, Mawlana Shah, Mawlana Nurani, Alhamdulillah. So how many hearts did Mawlana Abdul Siddiqui touch? So this is, you know, automatic for a wali of Allah, that he touches hearts. So this is the essence of the matter in tariqah. So it is our good fortune that we are in tariqah, that we have association, we have ta'alluq with a Shaykh al-Kamil who touches hearts. Then Mawlana Shah Hamad Nurani Siddiqui, how many thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives he touched. Now the barakat is spreading. So we can see the third generation now, their hearts have been touched. And so, when they recite the Naat of Rasulullah, it touches our hearts. So this is the thing. The Sufi Mashayikh, their foundation is Tawheed, pure Islamic monotheism. That's how they begin. So the first thing they teach is Ilm al-Tawheed. Then, together with that, automatically is going to come the love for Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime, he touched the hearts of all his Sahaba. 120,000 that have gathered in the Hajjatul Wida. And so the four Khulafa al-Rashidin have been mentioned here. They are the first one whose hearts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched. Now they are prepared to give their lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the essence of the matter, that are you prepared to give your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this is the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he touched the heart of everyone whom he met. And he became a Sahabi, and he was prepared to give his life for Allah and his Prophet ﷺ. So, one example is in front of our eyes. Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu, he said, our master, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is our master. And he freed our master Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. So he called Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq his master. That is very easy to understand, that he had touched his heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had touched his heart. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had touched his heart. He was in Hazrat Bilal had touched his heart. So he called him Sayyidina, our master. So you can see how much Sayyidina Bilal must have touched his heart. This is the essence of the matter. Touching the hearts of people. It comes automatically to mashayikh who are in tariqah. That is why they are called Mawlanas. Those who get certificates in madrasas, they are called Mulvis. Those who are Mashayikh, Sheikh al-Kamil, they are called Mawlanas. Alhamdulillah. So you see, Nathan comes. His age might be one third of your age. It touches your heart.
Yep.
Why do you love him? Because he loves Rasulullah. It's automatic. Why do we love our sheikhs? Because they love Allah and because they love Rasulullah. They are a magnet. We are automatically attracted to them. So, I just relate one thing that I heard recently from Maulana Shah Ahmad Nurani Siddiq Al-Qadiri. Alhamdulillah. So, he said, about Maulana, you must have heard this before. He said about Maulana, his father, Maulana Abdullah Siddiqi, that before Maulana Abdullah Siddiqi used to recite like this. Madina jaun, firaun, dobara fir jaun. Madina jaun, firaun, dobara fir jaun. Tamam umr ismi tamam ho jaye. I go to Medina, I come back, and then I go back again. In this way, my whole life is spent. I want this, my whole life to be spent in this way. So, in his earlier life, Maulana Abdullah Siddiqi used to recite like that. Madine jaun, firaun, dobara fir jaun. Tamam umr isi mein tamam ho jaye. Alhamdulillah. So this is how he used to recite. Then later on, so he went to for Hajj ji.
Zahe nasib Madina qayam ho jaye. Dare Rasool pe kissa tamam ho jaye.
जी अभी मैं आता हूँ, अच्छा इसलिए आता हूँ जी। बस
हमारे पीर मुर्शिद जो थे ना
जी,
जब वो दुआ करते थे तो जब दुआ करते थे ना दुआ
जी,
तो वो पहले जो है ना मुरीदान जो है हाथ जोड़ते थे हजरत जी, थोड़ा 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 करते करते भी उनका जो है ना 40-45 मिनट तक सिर्फ दुआ होती थी।
माशाल्लाह,
आप अंदाजा कर ले। तो फिर उनका जो है ना ये, तो मैं उस वक्त 13 साल का लड़का था, 13 साल का जब वो कहते थे, तो मैं बड़ा खुश होता था कि वो पानी का जहाज होगा, उसमें जो है सफर करेंगे, आएंगे
जाएंगे।
जी जी, मैं अपने बचपन की बात बता रहा
हूँ। जी जी, माशाल्लाह, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह। सो यू कैन से इट्स ऑटोमेटिक, बिकॉज नॉर्मली व्हाट आई डू इज आई जस्ट वांट एवरीबॉडी टू पार्टिसिपेट। So you will see, for no other speaker do people come in the middle. I'm the only one. Ab jaate kya ho? Allah aapko dekha. What is it that you want? So we should make niyya that we want the ta'alluq of a Shaykh al-Kamil.
Inshallah.
Your heart will be touched, and then you will touch other people's hearts. Whatever is your age, even if you might be, you know, one third of the age of people, one fourth of them, you will touch their hearts. So, because you have ta'alluq with a sheikh, this is one big thing we have been taught. Because we are tariqah. Now, you know, do other people touch hearts? Mm-hmm. Are those who are not in tariqah, do they touch hearts? They don't touch hearts.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the distinction. That is why we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us Muslims. So, at the end of his life, this is Maulana Shah Imran Siddiqui explaining then. Madine jaun, ना आऊं वहीं पे रह जाऊं, मदीने जाऊं ना आऊं वहीं पे रह जाऊं, और दरिए हबीब पे किस्सा तमाम हो जाए। This is the end of his life now. Walana used to say that. تعلق with رسول الله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had touched his heart. These are simple explanations. These are things, very simple things to understand. These are automatic things. Such understanding comes from ta'alluq with your shaykh, who also wants you to have ta'alluq with all the shaykhs. This is the essence of the matter. Then you have ta'alluq with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what happened. और दरे हबीब पे किस्सा तमाम हो जाए। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन।